I'm curious, and you've been really championing the whole issue of the elderly and clinical trials in the elderly. What do we know about the interest that older people have in participating in studies?
We don't know a lot, but we have some intriguing data. The CLGB did a trial. Peggy Kemeny led this trial. And there's been one or two other trials looking at older people who offered trials of chemotherapy. First, we know that there is a specific age bias, even after multivariate analysis. And we learned this even in our top CLGB institutions, that where we knew the patients were eligible for a trial that were elderly, and we compared women 65 and older with younger women, we found elderly were offered trials about a third of the time. The younger women were offered trials about a half of the time, which is not great for the younger women either. But interestingly, it wasn't a large number of patients, but it was a reasonable sample. We found that when you offer trials to patients, the take was about 50%, whether you were older or younger. There's been some other data that also suggest the elderly are presented with options for clinical trials. They will consider them, and probably their rate of participation is similar to younger patients. Now, I think it'll certainly depend on the trial. You know, if it's a transplant trial, 60 miles from home for lymphoma, you're probably not going to get a lot of elderly people. But we have learned, and I think there is ample data, to know that elderly people, older people, who don't have severe comorbidity or functional disability, and who can meet reasonably strict eligibility criteria, normal CBC, good renal function, good hepatic function, that they will tolerate many of the standard chemotherapy regimens we have about as well as younger people. So I am a champion of offering older people trials, perhaps not all trials, but I'm also realistic in thinking that we need to think of designing new trials focused on older people, especially in their late 70s, early 80s, metastases, who have other issues, that we need to focus on them and design trials with kinder, gentler therapy that allow us to factor in the effects of comorbidity, and we have a shortage of that.
Right now, what's the age breakdown in the CLGB study? What fraction are 65 to 70?
That's a great question. I have on my little cards, get a histogram of the ages. We did build in that if once we got a certain amount of patients between 65 and 70, that we would close it to that group so we didn't have all people who were 66. And we have not had to address that. So I don't have that data at my fingertips. Only the DSMV knows these things. But I'm going to request that we get that to look at it. I think from looking at all the case reports coming in and the on-study forms, we're going to have a pretty good mix of people. We're going to have a lot of people in their 70s.